Hello, and welcome to Salem State's podcast, Viking Sports Today, Exploring Salem State Sports. We are producing this podcast under the direction of Dr. Casey Bloom in the Recreation, Outdoor, and Event Management Concentration in the Sport and Movement Science Department at Salem State University in Salem, Massachusetts. Starting off with our highlights from last week, we would first like to congratulate senior Kylie Gates and sophomore Anita Gonzalez, members of the women's basketball team, who were both named to the 23-24 All-MASCAC second team last week. Gates led the league in steals and minutes played, and Gonzalez recorded 17 double-doubles while leading the conference in rebounding. We also would like to congratulate senior Jaden Castillo and junior Michael Mackey, members of the men's basketball team, who were both named to the 23-24 All-MASCAC second team last week. Castillo and Mackey both passed the 1,000 career point milestone this season, with Castillo leading the league in both three-pointers made and three-point percentage, and Mackey ranking fourth in the conference and rebounding to go with his outstanding scoring output. Moving forward, on Saturday, February 24th, Salem State freshman Cameron Smith, Connor Vertards, and graduate student Timothy Eddings each recorded 5 goals apiece as Salem State opened the 2024 season with an 18-6 victory over MCLA at Ron Shellcraft Field. The Vikings begin the season with 1 win, while the Trailblazers stand at 1 loss. On Monday, February 26, Owen Duggan went 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in to give Salem State a 7-4 win opening day over Gordon College at Central Campus Baseball Field. Brock also pitched 5 innings and gave up only 1 run while striking out 6 with just 1 walk and allowed only 2 hits to earn the win. The Vikings are now 1 win on the season, while the Fighting Scots have 1 loss on the season. Furthermore, on Tuesday, February 27th, Timothy Eddings scored 4 times and Peyton Cabral recorded a hat trick to give Salem State a 14-13 victory against Anna Maria at Richard Caparso Field. The Vikings improved their record to 2 wins and 0 losses, while the AMCATs dropped to 0 wins and 3 losses on the season. Now it's time to discuss what games to look out for this upcoming week. On Tuesday, March 5th, the women's lacrosse team will be versing LaSalle University at home at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, March 6, the men's lacrosse team will be versing Mitchell College at home at 4 p.m. On Saturday, March 9, the men's lacrosse team will be versing Regis College at home at 12 p.m. Also, on Saturday, March 9, the women's lacrosse team will be versing Colby Sawyer away at 1 p.m. Lastly, both the women's softball team and the men's baseball team will be traveling to Florida for a spring break trip at the end of this week. The women's softball team will be versing Cortland University at 9 a.m. and the University of New England at 1:15 p.m. on Sunday, March 10th in Clemont, Florida. The men's baseball team has a doubleheader versus North Central University on Sunday, March 10th in Lettsburg, Florida, beginning at 2 p.m. Good luck to all of our Viking athletes competing this week. Now it's time to announce our athlete of this week. Our athlete of the week on this week's episode is sophomore Connor Vertards. Vertards was named the Little East Offensive Player of the Week after scoring 5 goals and setting up 4 others in the Vikings' 18-6 route of Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts last Saturday. He also scooped up 8 ground balls in his collegiate debut. Congratulations, this is a well-deserved honor that acknowledges your outstanding performance, dedication, and commitment to your sport. Thank you guys for joining us on this week's podcast discussing this week in Viking sports. We hope to see you guys on our next episode.